Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gemara, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asher Bas Rachel, Shishi Mizecha to find your Zivik Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Gemara tells us about Kol Kaisven, one is allowed to use any sort of ink to write the get. B'diyoy, this is regular black ink. B'sam, this is some sort of yellowish ink. B'sikra with reddish ink. Ubekumus, ubekumus, this is sap from a tree. Ubekankantum, and this is some sort of blackish dyeing material. Ubechal davar shushal kayama, anything which is going to last, it's going to make a roishem, it's going to leave an imprint, and it's not going to get washed away or rubbed away easily. However, ain kaisvin leibim mashkin, one is not allowed to use some sort of liquid. This is usually explained as meitutim, strawberry juice, which will write in black, but it's not lasting. And v'leibim may paris, not with fruit juices. V'leibim chol davar she'ein miskayim, not with anything that doesn't last. Moving on to discuss what a get is allowed to be written on. So obviously, it's allowed to be written on parchment. And furthermore, ala kol kaisvin, one could write on anything, ala shel zayis, on a leaf of an olive tree, v'al karen shel para, and on the horn of a cow, v'naisan la sapara, but he has to give her the cow. And that's because the pasuk tells us, "V'kasav of la sefer krisus v'nasam biyada," he should write her a sefer krisus and give it to her. And we learn from here that there's not going to be anything in between the writing and handing over. So it can't be that he writes it on the horn of a cow and then he cuts the horn off and gives it to her. That's a step in between, which is not allowed to happen. Therefore, write it on the horn of the cow and give her the whole cow. Or, for that matter, continues the Mishnah, "Al yad shel eved v'nasam la eved," he could write it on the hand of an eved and give her the whole eved. However, Rabbi Yisrael Glili argues and says, "Ein kaisvin leil davar shesh bo rechayim," one is not allowed to write a get on something which is alive, such as a cow or an eved, v'leil eichlim in on a food. And that's because he understands the pasuk, v'kasev lo sefer krisos, that the word sefer means literally, it has to be a scroll, and things that are alive or food are not included in that. However, the Chum argue by saying, the pasuk doesn't tell us bis sefer krisos has to be written inside a sefer, it just says sefer krisos. And we understand the word sefer to mean sfiras dvarim, just a count or a list of things, meaning you have to write a certain nusach, a certain lashon in the get, but not that it has to be written specifically on a sefer, and therefore they allow it to be written on something which is alive or on food. Moving on to Mishnah Daled, it's important to note that there's two parts to the get, the taifes and the tairef. The tairef is the main part of the get, such as the man or woman's name and the date, whereas the taifes is other details. So the Mishnah tells us, "Ein kaisvin mechobel karka," a get is not allowed to be written on something attached to the ground, and that's because of what we just learned in the previous Mishnah, because we're not allowed to have a step in between writing and handing it over. And here we would have to detach it from the ground, therefore no writing a get on something that's attached to the ground. However, ksav mechobel, let's say he wrote the taifes, the non-essential part of the get, while it was attached, then Talasha, he detached from the ground v'chasamai, and he signed it, which means he also filled out the tairef and then signed it. When his son-in-law gave it to her kasher, it is kasher, because the tairef, the main part, was written after it was already detached from the ground. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, achitei ksivasei v'chasi masei betolosh, both the writing and the signing, meaning both the taifas and the tairef, have to be written when it's detached. On to another din, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Ein kaisvin, one is not allowed to write a get, loy al aniyar machuk, not on paper," which means parchment, "that already had something written and erased, v'loyal diftera, and not on unfinished parchment." Why is that? B'meishu yachal is daif. That's because one can forge this. What does that mean? So when we have a regular brand new piece of untouched parchment, if something's written and then erased, you can tell that something was erased here, and therefore you're not able to forge something on a shtar. Because the moment you try to forge it by erasing and writing something new, everyone's going to be able to tell, hello, you erased it and wrote something new. And that's precisely the issue with writing a get on parchment that already had something erased. Because when the edim sign on it, they're going to see, oh, this was an already used piece of parchment. And that means that once it's handed over to the woman, she can technically erase a tanai or something in the get that she doesn't like, fill it in with something else, and if the husband claims it's mezuyah, it's forged, she erased it and wrote something new, the edom are not going to be able to testify about that because they signed on an already used piece of parchment, and so they don't know whether or not it was erased. Therefore, no using a used piece of parchment or diftra, which is unfinished parchment, is the same thing. One is not able to tell if something was erased. However, the Mishnah concludes, v'chom machshirin, the chom allow this to be used. That's because they hold edom Mesira Karti. This is a big machlokes in the Gemara, whether Ede Chasima or Ede Mesira Karti, what creates the halachic ability to use this get and divorce the woman. So according to some, it's the Ede Chasima, it's the Edim that are signed on it. According to others, it's the Ede Mesira, the ones that watch the get being handed over, and that's a Chum's opinion. And therefore, we don't really need the Ede Chasima, and so it doesn't make a difference if after the get is handed to the woman, she's going to forge something. The main krisos, the ability for this get to work, happens when it's handed over to her. And again, we don't need the Ede Chasima for that, only the Ede Mesira. The one is allowed to use Niyar Mochuk and Diftra, and we pass like the Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.